This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hesitate to get a hold of us because we'll honor any trivia prize factors even after it's aired, and we'll also make you, if you have a question for a particular guest. Okay. And it looks like you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's, and we're going to continue to do these things as we continue to get ready for a number of automotive events on the calendar. The New York International Auto Show will go underway at sometime tonight. No doubt there's going to be some special hosted parties where they'll show off the vehicles to just a select few journalists. But the big days for New York happen to be Monday and Tuesday. It's one of the big four here in North America. It's the last of the big four in North America. And if, in case you're wondering about the big four, I've said it many, many times on air here, but the big four for journalists are the Los Angeles International Auto Show, the Detroit Auto Show, also known as the North American International Auto Show, and then the Chicago Auto Show, and it wraps up in spring, just around Easter every year, so the date moves around just a little bit, and so that's what it did this year. It's quite early, and we'll be taking your calls and emails on our regular telephone number. It's 855-660-4261. Let me throw out a trivia question, kind of get things moving in the right direction as we continue to look for Steve. The question is about a vehicle that was made during the decade of the 1970s, and it was called the Torino, and the top-of-the-line version was the Gran Torino. It was used in a movie a few years back, starring Clint Eastwood, and very, very well done movie, and very, very well done choice of the automobile, because it was a special performance package he had on his Gran Torino. But who made the Gran Torino? That's the question. If you've got us live, we can answer your questions and have you take a stab at the trivia question, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I also want to continue polling you folks about electric vehicles, the electrification of vehicles, and the expanding number of automakers buying hybrids, so a combination of a gasoline power plant and electric motors. As of last week, we had about a 25% interest rate in this technology, these two emerging technologies. But do you realize that only 5% of vehicles sold here in North America are pure electric and hybrid? So it's a fraction of the marketplace that it seems to dominate the news, not only at auto shows, but in other automotive columns and blogs around. People love to talk about them. But I can tell you one thing. Tesla's Model 3 hasn't delivered on its price, because the average Model 3 going out the door is in the $50,000 range. And this was supposed to be the affordable one, with a base sticker price of starting around $35,000. Well, like many manufacturers, Tesla likes to bundle up the options. And not unlike some of the Germans, we see this same thing from BMW, from Porsche, from Mercedes-Benz, and all of a sudden the vehicle can double in price practically. There are a number of vehicles which have just huge option lists. So from a $35,000 car minus the tax breaks you get, we're not seeing that. The average one going out the door is $50,000-some-odd. Also, have made the prediction that Tesla will not meet its goal of being able to produce 500,000 vehicles within a year. I think that's biting off a little too much for them to chew. Now, as more and more of the mainstream brands move more heavily into the realm of electrification as well as hybrid vehicles, there's certainly going to be a lot of choices and a lot of competition for Tesla, because they're going to be dealing with people like the BMW group. Even BMW right now has got their i3 and i8, and I know that they're going to significantly expand on that. Just about every manufacturer has made the statement that they're going to have at least one or two electric vehicles in their portfolio in the years directly ahead. Also, hybrid technology will continue to evolve and give people, in many cases, enough electric power to go back and forth to work each day as a commuter. That was the initial intent of these hybrid vehicles. The average person drives about 40 miles or so round trip to work, and the, let's say, Nissan Leaf, which is one of the first ones on the scene, its technology would allow it to get about 50 electric miles out of it, but that's under optimum conditions. And when I say optimum conditions, I say that's if you live in a state that is not hampered by snow, because the use of the heat, the use of air conditioning as well, all drag a battery down. We'll take a pit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. Let me ask you a question. Do you need classic car insurance? Only Haggerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Haggerty.com or with your local agent. Haggerty, for people who love cars. And we have had some technical problems, but we're soldiering through that because I've been waiting quite some time to talk to this gentleman.
He's a former automotive journalist. He worked for GM for a while, but now he is the director of communications for Kia. It's my pleasure to welcome James Bell back to Auto World. James, how are you, my friend?
Oh, couldn't be better, Bob. Thanks so much for inviting me back on. You're right. It's been too much time gone by, so it's always good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely too much time. Let's talk about the vehicle that everybody seems to be talking about. That's the Stinger. A little while back, we had John Davis on for Motor Week, and he gave it a big award, and I'm noticing nothing but rave reviews.
Yeah, it's, I've been with Kia, as you mentioned. I guess it's going on 2 years now, and when I first joined the company, I had heard the rumors about this car, the Stinger, and first time I went to Korea to check it out, I said, well, listen, this is Kia. They're not going to have a car that can take on BMW, Mercedes, Audi, from a design perspective, let alone a technical side. And then I saw it, and I said, ooh, they're onto something here. And then I drove it, and as John has backed up, John Davis, it's the real deal, and the company has just really changed gears, really changed its mindset about what the transportation choices from the Kia brand should be in the future. And the Stinger is the perfect vehicle of that change, no pun intended. So it's been a lot of fun, and the rave reviews that you've seen, they're legit. It's the car really backs up what it says, and anytime I get somebody out for a ride, and they just can't believe it. So Kia brand is on the move and changing rapidly.
That's great. Let's tell folks about the configuration. This is a rear-wheel drive car with optional all-wheel drive.
That's right. Yeah, so, as all your listeners know, proper high-performance cars are going to be rear-wheel drive. That's just the optimum setup for getting as much power down the road and having the control of that. Too much horsepower through the front wheels, and things get a little skitterish. So that was one of the first things that I asked about when I heard about the Stinger. I said, okay, it's rear-wheel drive, right? And sure enough, it was. But as you say, for $2,200, there's an all-wheel drive option. Now, the funny thing is, when I was learning about the car back a year ago or so, the Koreans were very excited about the all-wheel drive system for being, much more helpful in rainy or snowy conditions. And I said, no, but let's dig a little deeper and find out that it's a rear-wheel biased all-wheel drive system. So it tries to kind of act like a rear-wheel drive car in most scenarios. So this thing is all performance. It's no pretender at all.
That's great. Tell our listeners, James, about the trim levels. I understand there are two different engines and various trim levels.
Yeah, it starts off at about $30,000, which is a heck of a good price for the way how cool it looks just on the road and the way people stop and stare and take photos of it. But for $30,000, you get a 2-liter turbocharged motor, puts out about 250 horsepower, which is plenty good with that light rear-wheel drive chassis set up like that. Then, of course, all-wheel drive being the option. There's a couple different trim levels in the four-cylinder lineup. Takes you up to about 36, 37 kind of space. And then starting at about 38, we run into the GT version, which is instead of the 2-liter four-cylinder turbo, you're now running a 3.3-liter V6 twin turbo that puts out 367 horsepower, 375, I think, pound-feet of torque. And it's just a really flexible motor. I think that's one of the things that people are so impressed with, that and the handling. But that motor is just so perfectly matched and mated and tuned correctly for this car. You can just kind of cruise along quietly, highway speeds, since it is a GT, a Gran Turismo type vehicle. But then when you want to get into a corner or an on-ramp or an off-ramp or something like that twin turbo lights up quick. And that'll run you up to what's called the GT2 spec, all the way to all-wheel drive with all-wheel drive to just a little bit over 50. So it's a car that confidently takes on Porsches and BMWs and Mercedes and so forth, but does it for, in many cases, more than half the price.
G James Bellis with us, Chief Communications Officer for Kia. If you have a question about the Stinger, our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. James, let's talk a little bit more about the styling. I've read a couple of reviews where folks were questioned a lot about the vehicle and were really quite shocked that it was indeed a Kia. So this is, as you said earlier, this is kind of a game-changing vehicle. For those who haven't seen the vehicle in person, why don't you paint a little verbal description for all of our listeners across North America?
Well, that sounds fun. I'd like to do that. As I mentioned earlier, it's really designed to be a proper GT car in the vein of what that meant back in the 60s and 70s from Maseratis and Ferraris. So you've got a long hood, great rear-wheel drive proportions, though, about a near 50-50 perfect weight balance. But again, being a GT, it has a fair amount of utility. It's actually a five-door car. A five-door sedan. So you've got that big hatch in the back. Seats go down completely flat. I put my bicycle back there. It's great on Costco runs. It can really take on a lot of cargo. And again, that's the premise of a GT, to be something that's, you know, a luxurious, comfortable, yet fast and agile car for, say, four people and their luggage on a weekend vacation or something like that. From a design perspective, it's got a fantastic-looking front end. You know, the Kia grille has been known, thanks to our designer, chief designer Peter Schreier, for what we call the tiger nose grille. And so if you've seen the recent Kias, you know, it's kind of dips in the middle, it's kind of an oblong shape. And, it's a really classic interpretation of that grille, flanked by some really aggressive headlights, LED headlights, you know, there's some really good DRLs, the daytime running lights as well. So the car always has a menacing kind of spirit. Again, then going back to this very long, very classic proportioned hood, the car itself is actually quite low. I'm always a little bit surprised when I climb in it, just how low you sit. But our chief engineer is a 6'6" German gentleman by the name of Albert Biermann. And he said that he had to make sure that he could fit in it very well. Because yeah, he loves to drive, obviously, and so he drives it a lot.
Wonderful. More with James Bell and Kia around the bend. Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We always enjoy our visits with James Bell, Director of Communications for Kia. We're talking about the Stinger. This is the GT vehicle that has been highly anticipated, and a number of journalists have had a chance to drive it, and the reaction has been nothing but positive. Tell us a little bit about transmission choices, James. We didn't cover that.
Yeah, no problem. Well, that's an easy part to cover because there's just one system. Well, it's one transmission, but then you can access it two different ways. In the four-cylinder and lower trim level GTs with a twin turbo motor. Let me try that again. The GTs and the four-cylinders, they're available as a cable-mounted transmission, 8-speed gearbox, not sequential or anything like that, just a standard automatic transmission, but really lightning quick shifts. And then on the top of the line GT2 model, you have an electronic shifter to access that same transmission. And, you know, some have said, wow, it's so great to get a manual gearbox for a motor that's so flexible and powerful, but the world has moved on. And we're not going to do a manual gearbox. Because, you know, when you see Porsches and Ferraris and Lamborghinis all stepping away from it, you know the technology exists to make an automatic transmission do all the magic that you need.
It's so true, James. Even the vehicle manufacturers, like you noted, you know, folks that don't care if they're building a million-dollar car, they can do whatever they want, and more and more is going to the automated manuals, some people call them, but I'm a big fan, and it seems like Americans seem to be drifting towards them more and more. Is the Stinger in showrooms now?
Yes, actually, it's been on sale since, I guess, around Thanksgiving last year, and we're really pleased with the sales. It's sales have kind of increased on a month-over-month basis, exceeded month before. And what we're really enjoying is the vehicles that are being traded in for the Stinger. We're seeing a lot of BMW 3 Series, Audi A4s, E-Class Mercedes. You know, people who just weren't shopping at Kia store before because there just wasn't a car like the Stinger. And so, yeah, we're seeing, in fact, last month, the Stinger outsold the Audi A5 Sportback and BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe. And so it's doing its job, and we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you must be so proud of that because those are two stellar vehicles to be winning in the sales department there. That's a huge victory. Let's talk about some of the other recent introductions to the Kia range. The Niro, how is that doing?
Oh, it's a cliche in this business, but I'll tell you it's true. We're only constrained by capacity we can get from Korea. That little car has just been a huge hit. It shares a lot of componentry with the Hyundai Ioniq, which is more of a more traditional hybrid, you know, Prius-type fighting vehicle. But it's far outselling the Ioniq, much to the chagrin of our big brother there at Hyundai. But I think the Niro, why it's done so well, is that it's just a very useful, small five-door wagon, small SUV-type vehicle, which is so popular right now where you see what Mazda with the CX-3 and Toyota's doing and Honda with the HR-V. That small crossover is the hot spot. And so the Niro slides nicely in that just based on its design and utility and so forth. But then you put this big cherry on top called the hybrid system. And you're now looking at a vehicle that, again, has that look and utility that people are clamoring for now, but can get you better than 50 miles per gallon. And it actually has a dual-clutch gearbox. So you slide that thing over to sport mode, and it actually becomes a pretty engaging little car to drive. But again, in that hot spot where, say the Honda HR-V or something is not quite as fun to drive. So, yeah, we're really pleased with the Niro and just banging on Korea's door to say, hey, we need more of these things. We can sell them quickly. And then we got a couple versions of that. We've got the plug-in hybrid version, which gets you about 30 miles of all-electric range before going over to use the gasoline hybrid system. And what we're really excited about is later this year we're going to be introducing a full battery electric version, which we haven't announced the final range on it yet, but it's going to be well over 200 miles on a charge, which is really what electric vehicles need to be to be really kind of seen as a mainstream choice for many American families.
As you noted, there's been such a drift towards the small crossover, and you guys have a number to offer folks. Let's just ask the simple question, why are so many people here in North America moving away from traditional sedans and into the small SUV or luxury SUV market?
I think it's due to the fact that, these vehicles really are great driving vehicles now, too. Maybe going back 7-8 years ago, it was a bit of a trade-off. You got that higher ride height, which people enjoy, and the extra space in the back and so forth. But it wasn't maybe an engaging vehicle to drive. It didn't quite have that car-like feel, if you will. Well, that's really changed. These things have just been engineered, with the best minds in all these car companies. And so you get a vehicle that, has there's something about the American driving psyche, which is, I might need to go to the airport and pick up family and all their luggage. Or I might throw the bikes in the back and the dog in the back and head off in the hills and spend the day riding the bike. I mean, we just love that that thing of in our cars of being ready for anything. And I think that's why this style of vehicle has become so popular. Ready-to-go attitude, but again, very quiet, comfortable, smooth, or even sporting driving experience, which you didn't get just 5, 6, 7 years ago.
So true, James. When you look at Kia as a manufacturer, it is truly a success story. What started out as a brand with just a couple of products has blossomed into a full-line car maker. How many incarnations of Kias are presently available?
Oh, I know you're going to challenge me with that one. Let me think this through here. Well, we have a
We have a photograph that we always use at car shows and presentations, where it's the collection of cars kind of in a big half circle in this kind of lunar landscape. And that picture's getting pretty full. We might have to come up with a new design. I think we must have about, including different trim levels, I think 16 or 17 different vehicles now available, which is, as you say, going back, you know, in 1994 when Kia first came to the U.S. In fact, I'll tell you a little bit of trivia I recently learned. At Kia's first press conference, I was at the Portland Auto Show back in 1994. Guess how many people in the automotive press came to that press conference?
Wow, 20?
Try zero. It was, and that's just, 25 years ago or so. And I don't know about you, Bob, but I remember when I was 25 years old, I felt like I could take on them and beat the world. And,
yep.
And I think that's kind of where Kia's attitude is right now. That's one of the things that I really love about working for this company now. It's got that 25-year-old spirit of, why not? Let's take on segments that we never were capable of before, like what we've done with the Stinger. Let's hybridize a vehicle like the Niro and make it one of the hottest sellers in that hot segment. One of the cars, in fact, I've just returned from Korea yesterday, actually, as part of the launch of the new K900, our big luxury car. Yeah, mm-hmm. and the K900, the first generation, it kind of missed the mark. I think the Kia brand wasn't ready for a vehicle of that size and scope, you know, really being the size and idea of a Mercedes S-Class or BMW 7 Series, but then obviously a much more of a Kia value proposition. But again, that first generation, it just never really quite resonated. Lovely car, but the Kia brand wasn't ready for it. Now with the Stinger, I think we're ready to get luxury again.
When we come back, I'm interested to hear more about the K900. James Bell is with us from Kia. I'm Bob Long.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here with us. I'm Bob Long, along with James Bell, who is the Director of Communications for Kia. He's on the Haggerty.com guest line, and he's telling us all about the Stinger, telling us about the Niro, and before that last hard network break, James just told of his return yesterday after getting a look at the K900 and doing some initial launch with the vehicle. And James, you know, I'd have to agree with you that, you know, the first one was a great effort, but with all the growth that we've seen within the Kia infrastructure, within the market, within the folks that have been hired by Kia, I'm really looking forward to seeing this next generation.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Albert Biermann is our chief engineer. He came from BMW, where he was the head of the M division there for many years, and the man knows the black magic, or the art, if you will, on how to make the car really handled delicately yet firmly, and that is what I found in the K900. And we really kind of set the car up to be Mercedes E-Class, BMW 5 Series, Audi A6 kind of competitor, but at a Kia price, but then also with more power and more of a sporting attitude. And these are lessons and kind of things we picked up off of Stinger. And from a design perspective, too, it's got a beautiful exterior, kind of classic sedan proportions. With that, the rear-wheel drive allows you, but it's the interior, Bob, that's just fantastic. I think when people get their hands on it and see in some of the magazines and so forth, it's just a gorgeous interior that's really all the nicest materials, huge 12-inch screen across the center for accessing all the infotainment system. One neat little thing is the seats. Apparently, I just learned this last week, that the kings in ancient Korea were known for having suits that were and formal wear that had lots of embroidery on the shoulders, different designs and so forth. And you see that emulated in the K900 seats up where your shoulders kind of come against the seat. There's also some very nice stitching, and not like flowery or anything like that, but very geometric, nice patterns, and again, kind of a nod and a wink to some of the rich history in Korea.
So true. Can't wait to check that one out. Let's talk about some of the other hot movers. What else is going out the door fast these days, James?
Well, oddly enough, you know, at the Detroit Auto Show this year, we introduced an all-new version of the Forte, which is our competitor for vehicles like the Honda Civic and Toyota Corolla. You know, very important segment. Not usually exciting, but very good business and very important to, you know, lots of younger families and kids going off to college and things like that. But what's interesting is the Forte in 2017, the outgoing model, which has been on sale now for, I think, 5 years, it had its best year ever. So that car has really kind of caught fire just as we're about to introduce an all-new one that, again, picks up a lot of Stinger design cues and driving spirit. We're going to be having the all-new Forte on the road later this fall. But we can't keep inventory on the current Forte, which is not normally the way the car business works. That's been fun. And then our base model, our least expensive model, I should say, the Rio, which is probably how a lot of people were first introduced to the Kia brand, is also doing quite well. And again, I keep saying this, but it's true. Driving dynamic is something that the Kia brand really wants to be known for. We already had a very, you know, innovative design. We talked about the Tiger Nose Grille and Peter Schreier's work. You know, if you're going to build a car, you have to bend the sheet metal, so you might as well bend it nice. And so we've really kind of cornered the market on affordable yet really seductively designed cars. But again, it's now with Albert Bierman's help and the experience from the Stinger, we know how to make a car also handle like it looks. And so I think that's what's been exciting about the little Rio. People get out of that car and say, wow, for, you know, $16,000-$17,000, yes, it may be an economy car, but it's a fun one to drive. And you can't say that about many of the vehicles in the competitive class there.
Well, that is true. A lot of the vehicles in that particular category are boring. There's no other way to say it. They're boring.
No, that's right.
Very plain. And don't have very good driving dynamics, so... That's great news. The Stinger, if you hadn't had an opportunity to check it out, various publications and websites have got reviews up. But, of course, folks can always go to Kia's own website.
Yeah, kia.com. I have a fantastic section that actually is dedicated just to the Stinger, where you can see a lot of the reviews. A link to some of the social media activities that have been on the Stinger. That's one of the things that's really fun for us is this population of enthusiasts that have really suddenly become, you know, connected with the Kia brand. When you're just selling Fortes and Sportages and stuff, you don't really have an enthusiast community to kind of follow along, but that has really changed. And, I'm part of several Facebook and Instagram, owners and enthusiast clubs. And wow, just the cool things they're doing to the Stinger with different paint jobs and wheels and upgrades to the engine. It's just, again, these are not things that people used to do to Kias. It really is a different day for the brand. And so there at Kia.com, we can connect you over to some of the social media activity and allow you to configure all the vehicle and all its different trims and paint jobs. And interior colors. And real quick, that's one of the things that the company had to learn when we were first bringing the Stinger over here back in November. We were a little conservative on our interior and paint color options and quickly found out that people really wanted to express themselves with this car, being such a beautiful car. And so where we were bringing over the silvers and whites and blacks and grays and so forth with the more traditional black leather interiors, what they wanted was the, you know, the ceramic gray and the yellow and the reds and the blues with contrasting red leather interior and yellow trim and so forth. So it's the cars are getting, you know, I should say, more expressive. And that's something that we didn't see people really clamoring for with the Kias in the past. So it's really, I know it's somewhat cliche to say, but it's a new day for the Kia brand. And like I said before, if you remember how you felt when you were 25, well, so do we.
And any time you go into a Kia dealership, there's always a lot of energy and lots of cool things going on. And that's not an easy thing to do either here in 2018. But you guys are doing that so well. Well, James, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. I can't wait to test out the Stinger myself one of these days. And
You know what? Shoot me an email afterwards, and we'll get you hooked up with one down in your market there. We'll get our good vendor down in that area to pop a Stinger in your driveway. I think you'll enjoy it.
I can't wait, because this is my kind of car. I love competitors that you cited a little bit earlier, but they're all just a little bit too expensive. That's one thing about the German vehicles. They start pretty high to begin with, but the option packages can really put you over the top, and you can spend an awful lot on options.
Well, it's funny you say that. Real quickly, during the press launch, I wanted to let the media experience the Stinger and the Porsche Panamera, because they line up very, very well and competitively from a technical perspective. So we gave them the top-of-the-line rear-wheel drive GT2, which is about $49,000. Then start looking at the Panamera. The base price on the V6 Panamera is, I think, $87,000. But in all of Southern California, we couldn't find one for less than $108,000. Suddenly it became a strong question. Is that badge worth $60,000 for the Porsche badge? Yeah, look, I'd like to have a Porsche too. Don't get me wrong. That badge obviously is very strong. But the driving experience of the Stinger equals, if not betters, the Porsche. And that's a new day for the brand.
That certainly is a new day for the brand. And, yeah, it is not unusual to see Panameras even up as high as $175,000
when
you get into some of the really niche and specialty models. So, everybody, when you get a chance, go right over to Kia.com or drop into a Kia dealership and check out what James has been telling us about this new Kia, 25-year-old Kia, and just take that personally. Remember how you felt at the age of 25. How's your family doing, James?
Oh, very well, thank you. Yeah, they don't see me very much because I travel so much, but I'm going to be home this week. Looking forward to hanging out with them.
Good. All right, thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
I was cruising in my state late one night.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.